in half, you dig? Derry gave me a startled look. Neither of us had realized what it was doing to Soda to hear us fight. I was sick and cold with shame. What he said was the truth. Derry and I did play tug-of-war with him, with never a thought to how much it was hurting him. Soda was fiddling with some dead grass. I mean, I can't take sides. It'd be a lot easier if I could, but I see both sides. Derry yells too much and tries too hard and takes everything too serious. And Pony Boy, you don't think enough. You don't realize all Derry's given up just to give you a chance he missed out on. He could have stuck you in a home somewhere and worked his way through college. Pony Boy, I'm telling you the truth. I dropped out because I'm dumb. I really did try in school, but you saw my grades. Look, I'm happy working in a gas station with cars. You'd never be happy doing something like that. And Derry, you ought to try to understand him more and quit bugging him about every little mistake he makes. He feels things differently than you do. He gave us a pleading look. Golly, you two, it's bad enough having to listen to it, but when you start trying to get me to take sides... Tears welled up in his eyes. We're all we've got left. We ought to be able to stick together against everything. If we don't have each other, we don't have anything. If you don't have anything, you end up like Dallas, and I don't mean dead either. I mean like he was before. And that's worse than dead, please. He wiped his eyes on his arm. Don't fight anymore. Derry looked real worried. I suddenly realized that Derry was only 20, that he wasn't so much older, that he couldn't feel scared or hurt and as lost as the rest of us. I saw that I had expected Derry to do all the understanding without even trying to understand him, and he had given up a lot for Soda and me. Sure, little buddy, Derry said softly, we're not going to fight anymore. Hey, Pony Boy! Soda gave me a tearful grin. Don't you start crying, too. One ball baby in the family's enough. I'm not crying, I said. Maybe I was. I don't remember. Soda gave me a playful punch on the shoulder. No more fights. Okay, Pony Boy? Derry said. Okay, I said. And I meant it. Derry and I would probably still have misunderstandings. We were too different not to. But no more fights. We couldn't do anything to hurt Soda. Soda Pop would always be the middleman, but that didn't mean he had to keep getting pulled apart. Instead of Derry and me pulling him apart, he'd be pulling us together. Well, Soda said, I'm cold. How about going home? Race you, I challenged, leaping up. It was a real nice night for a race. The air was clear and cold, and so clean it almost sparkled. The moon wasn't out, but the stars lit up everything. It was quiet except for the sound of our feet on the cement and the dry, scraping sound of leaves blowing across the street. It was a real nice night. I guess I was still out of shape, because we all three tied. No, I guess we all just wanted to stay together. I still didn't want to do my homework that night, though. I hunted around for a book to read, but I'd read everything in the house about 50 million times, even Derry's copy of The Carpetbaggers, though he told me I wasn't old enough to read it. I thought so, too, after I finished it. Finally, I picked up Gone with the Wind and looked at it for a long time. I knew Johnny was dead. I had known it all the time, even while I was sick and pretending he wasn't. It was Johnny. Not me, who had killed Bob. I knew that, too. I had just thought that maybe if I played like Johnny wasn't dead, it wouldn't hurt so much. The way Two-Bit, after the police had taken Dally's body away, had griped because he had lost his switchblade when they searched Dallas. Is that all that's bothering you, that switchblade? A red-eyed Steve had snapped at him. No, Two-Bit had said with a quivering sigh. But that's what I'm wishing was all that's bothering me. But it still hurt anyway. You know a guy a long time, and I mean really know him. You don't get used to the idea that he's dead just overnight. Johnny was something more than a buddy to all of us. I guess he had listened to more beefs and more problems from more people than any of us. A guy that'll really listen to you, listen and care about what you're saying, is something rare. And I couldn't forget him telling me that he hadn't done enough, hadn't been out of our neighborhood all his life. And then it was too late. I took a deep breath and opened the book. A slip of paper fell out on the floor and I picked it up. "Pony boy, I asked the nurse to give you this book so you could finish it." It was Johnny's handwriting. I went on reading, almost hearing Johnny's quiet voice. "The doctor came in a while ago, but I knew anyway. I keep getting tireder and tireder. Listen, I don't mind dying now. It's worth it. It's worth saving those kids. Their lives are worth more than mine. They have more to live for. Some of their parents came by to thank me, and I know it was worth it. Tell Dally it's worth it. I'm just going to miss you guys. I've been thinking about it, and that poem, that guy that wrote it, he meant, you're gold when you're a kid, like green. When you're a kid, everything's new, dawn. It's just when you get used to everything that it's day. Like the way you dig sunsets, pony. That's gold. Keep that way. It's a good way to be. I want you to tell Dally to look at one. He'll probably think you're crazy, but ask for me. I don't think he's ever really seen a sunset. And don't be so bugged over being a greaser. You still have a lot of time to make yourself be what you want. There's still lots of good in the world. Tell Dally. I don't think he knows. Your buddy, Johnny. Tell Dally. It was too late to tell Dally. Would he have listened?